Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A 21-year-old U.S. Air National Guardsman will make his first appearance in federal court in Boston Friday in connection with a brazen leak of hundreds of pages of classified U.S. government and military documents. The FBI say Jack Teixeira, a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard, was taken into custody without incident at a residence in Dighton, Massachusetts, on Thursday.
Teixeira was serving in the Guard for a couple of years and is alleged to have posted on an internet chat room months of documents that have U.S. secrets about military readiness in Ukraine and what the U.S. is doing to collect intelligence on allies and foes alike.
The arrests came after the U.S. media outlets reported that Teixeira had been identified as the leader of an online chat group on Discord, that is, where he leaked documents that had been posted. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday became the fourth American leader after John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton to address a joint sitting of the Irish Parliament.
Our history, ours, yours and mine, reminds us of the responsibilities we have to the president, the president. To the hopes of our ancestors, to the expectation of future generations. Because we know what it means to fight for democracy. Today, Ireland and the United States are standing together to oppose Russia's brutal aggression and support the brave people of Ukraine.
Ireland has provided humanitarian support, welcoming nearly 80,000 Ukrainian refugees following Russia's invasion. Biden will wrap up his three-day visit to Ireland with a Friday night speech in Ballina, home of his paternal ancestors on the west coast of Ireland. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com.